Today is Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. We are thankful for your presence. Our Minute with the Mass is from Galatians chapter 1, verses 13, 15, and 16. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the Church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. But when it pleased God, he separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son to me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Before Saul became Paul, we all know that he persecuted the Church of the Living God, going out of his way to sow chaos, confusion, turmoil, and aggravation among God's children. Paul was fixated on the destruction of everything Christians stood for. However, on the Damascus Road, he experienced a life-changing confrontation with Jesus, which transformed his attitude, his heart, and his vision. After encountering Jesus, he underwent conversion, received salvation, and embarked on a lifelong mission to preach the gospel to other people. Like Paul, we have all encountered Jesus in ways that has transformed our lives. There have been moments when we found ourselves heading in the wrong direction. There have been times when we were associating with the wrong people, engaging in the wrong activities, and driven by the wrong motivations. But through God's grace, our hearts were changed, our minds reset, and we were set on the path to living a life of purpose. We all have at least one individual in our family or in our circle who we have written off, but God has a remarkable way of transforming even those that we deem hopeless. He can change the hearts of those we have rejected, excluded, or cast aside. Because Jesus is the ultimate transformer, he can intervene in the lives of those we have given up on. He can alter their plans, he can alter their priorities, and he can change their entire outlook. Only God truly understands what lies within a person's heart, just as Jesus sees potential in those who we feel are wasting their lives, in those who we feel are displaying anti-Christian behavior or lacking the love of God and the love for God and man. So too can we give them another chance. Since Jesus never gives up on them and looks beyond their faults, we can do the same. So for those in our lives who have not reached their potential, those who have not realized their fullest capabilities, and those who are determined to make life difficult for us, it's important for us to realize that there is a divine force at work within them, a force that is greater and more powerful than our own. Through God's grace, in his time and in his manner, they too will be transformed, and Jesus will set them on the right path. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And before I turn the session to Kina, we want to add L. Lassiter, who has been diagnosed with a large mass on her brain. We pray for the Lord to cover her with his healing power. Kina?
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Eli and Leon of Illinois and those who need a breakthrough in their life. We lift them for a transforming touch from the Lord. We pray for the Lord to place them on stable ground. DJ, we pray for him to secure a good job where he can thrive and make a decent living. Parents of autistic children, we ask God to strengthen them as they deal with various personal issues and for their children to be covered by God's grace. All those with high blood pressure, we ask God to get high blood pressure under control and keep it normal. those who need peace. We call upon God to calm your spirit, settle your mind, and grant you peace. Those facing a legal matter, we pray for God's covering and his guidance, and for his favor to rest upon the outcome. Those who owe the government income taxes, we pray God makes a way for tax obligations to be satisfied with no strain on their budget. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray God holds you above everything that tries to impact your progress. We ask him to guard you from anyone or anything that rises up against you. And we pray that he speaks a word of assurance to your spirit if fear, worry, or concern try to get the best of you today. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you for a new day, God, that you have allowed us to live in. Brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. God, you allowed our golden moments to last a little while longer. Many ain't gonna make it. But oh, thanks be to God today, believers. We made it. And it's only by the grace of God. It was no goodness of ours. It was only by God's grace. And then, God, I want to thank you for bringing us back together again in prayer, calling on your name, laying it all at your feet. God is good. No matter what it looked like or what it seemed, God is good. Sickness in the body, God is still good. A mass of the brain, the tear, God is still good. It's like God did it back then. I come to tell you, he's still healing today. You may think about it, but don't worry about it, because God can heal you despite of the, that's your name, God, despite of what they say today, God is still a healer. Speak life over yourself. Call on his name. Put your hands up in the air and just call on his name. I come to tell you, he can do it. He can do it. There's no doubt in my mind that God cannot heal. I come to tell you, he can do it. I've been there. He did it for me. I've been there. plan that you're not going to think about it. We are human. Just pray about it. You want peace. You want joy. All you got to do is pray about it. God did it. Peace within yourself, wherever you go, within people. I come to tell you, God did it. He'll put it in your home all around you. I come to tell you. He got it. I trust God. There's no doubt in my mind that God can't do it. I know he can. You got to trust him. Lord, despite of what the news was, God, Lord, despite of what the dying, God, I trust you. It ain't over until God said it's over. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is lay it at his feet and give it to him. God is able to do anything but fail. I come to tell you, he can. He can restore, renew, revive. God can do it. Change peoples. God can do it. Save peoples. God can do it. Don't give up on God, because he will never give up on us. He said, how he looking down low? I come to tell you, God can. Speak life over yourself, over your children, over your unsaved family members. Speak life when they go out on the highways, the byways, even the friendly skies. You tell God to cover them, to keep them safe. I come to tell you. Ask God to keep them from the hands of the enemy, from the devil. I come to tell you, God can do it. You got to trust him. And in all your ways, acknowledge him first. And I'm a living witness that he will, he shall direct your path. You are never alone. You might not see no one, because you are never alone. He's a spirit. You are never, we are never alone. We have a God that is undefeated. We have a God that can do anything. We have a God that can save anybody. I come to tell you, he's there. He's right there. He'll never leave us. And he will never forsake us. All you got to do is trust him. Trust him with your life. Trust him with the smallest things, not let alone the biggest things. Just trust God. Talk to him like we're talking to, like you're talking to a friend, a relative. Just talk to him. I come to tell you, he's there. And God, I come today to say thank you for every word, God. Thank you. Every prayer request that have been submitted, those who have not yet submitted, God already know. He's right there. He's right there. And God, I continue to pray for this. Everybody on the call on today. Today is a good day to have a good day. God is good. Trust him. Smile every day. You can be hurting inside, still smile. You can be going through the storm and the rain, still smile. Knowing that you're going to come out victoriously, just smile. Love everybody, love yourself. Forgive everybody, let it go. For God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even ask today. I come to tell you, God is able. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept our continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher, God, in you. That we would not look for glory and no praises, because it all belongs to you, O God. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen and amen. Today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.